Next time, next one we'll do the other one.
Okay.
Just one. Careful, it's gonna be on already. Don't talk about that thing.
Oh, the thing that we weren't gonna talk about?
Don't mention the thing though.
Alright, everyone, you know the drill. Raise your hand if you have a question, and a mic will be brought to you. We'll do as many as we can. This is the posse from In Time. Justin Timberlake.
Posse.
You like posse?
I love posse. Right, yeah. So when you say crew, it's like I'm...
First of all, you're
I don't,
a crew.
I'm not a... No, yeah. No, yeah. That's not it. I just...
When you say crew, I feel like we have to have like a synchronized dance routine to hip-hop music.
But we do.
And so cue it.
One, two, three. So, Justin Timberlake, Amanda Seyfried, and director Andrew Niccol. So, questions. We'll start right here.
Hi, my name is Sebastian from Argentina. So what's the basic difference between In Time and Logan's Run that is doing also a remake?
What's Logan's Run?
Well, yeah, no, well, there is a real difference because in Logan's Run, from what I remember, you die at a specific age. In our movie, it's exactly the opposite, where you can live forever. I mean, there's good news and bad news. Good news is that you stop aging at 25 years old. The bad news is you have 1 year genetically engineered into your gene code. And so now you have to buy more time, make more time, however you can steal more time, however you can do it. So it's, I think it's very different from that. I don't even think they had genetic engineering when Logan's Run was made. But, yeah, so it's, I think it's different.
Next question?
Just the themes in the film, the whole concept of the way you show the different classes, the rich and the poor. Obviously, sci-fi, the good sci-fi says something about our modern society. I'm wondering if for all of you, the film has something to say about today, given that dichotomy.
It says, you know, it has something for me, I mean, first of all, it's an action thriller, but it does, so people, a lot of people just go to it on that level. They'll go for the car chases, they'll go to see Amanda Seyfried waving a gun in people's faces, which he does brilliantly. But there's also, of course, you know, some people go for the ideas, you know, because obviously it does say something about our desire to stay young forever. And while we can't, you know, turn off the aging gene, we do go to a lot of extremes to stay young, I've noticed.
When I first read the script, you know, I got caught up in the characters. And I sort of love Will's, my character, Will's story, and how he, through, you know, extenuating circumstances, ends up, you know, sort of with Amanda's character Sylvia, but I think that is something that Andrew, not to embarrass him, but that is something that Andrew does, has an uncanny ability to do, is take a subject matter like what we have and create a huge thrill ride out of it, huge roller coaster out of it, and at the same time kind of say, you know, that this might be a reflection of somewhere where we may or may not be right now or headed very, very soon.
We kind of talked about being young forever, but is there kind of an ideal age that you guys wish to stay at
forever? I'm good getting older because I feel like one day I know I will love myself. No, but I'm serious. Like, one day I'll get there, and I feel like for me, I can't imagine staying at one age. I guess I would ideally want to be 20 physically, but I don't know, 40 mentally. No.
I just want some respect. No. I'm. It's not stopping, so I don't have a choice. What's that? So, say in the mic.
Perspective change getting older, then why is there benefit to age?
I can answer that, actually. There's an interesting character in the movie because even though he's got thousands of years, he's got thousands of years on his clock, and his chronological age is about 105. But he wants to die, because there may be a possibility that even if we could switch off the aging gene and live forever, our psychology may not be able to keep up with our biology. So even though, as his character says, you know, your mind can be spent even when your body's not. And so he actually, you know, he's immortal and wants to die. So it's kind of an interesting thing. So I think you need to go through the whole aging process.
Justin. When we saw you at the Yogi Bear Jump, you actually were on crutches during the filming of this.
His fault.
Yeah. This guy right here.
Guilty. For you, and also for Andrew, how important is it to get a lot of action? Is that kind of the medicine to make kind of the big sci-fi ideas go down a little easier for mainstream audiences?
I'll answer the first part of your question as it was was asked to me. My first real. I look at this movie as my first real lead in a movie. The one I have coming out tomorrow. Oh, that's weird. It is coming out tomorrow. I think it's a two-hander. And this one. For me, is you wake up with my character, and I'll be the last, you know, one of the last faces you see. I wrote that, so thank you for your 49 cents. It was not only physically demanding, but you know, just mentally a new stone to unturn for me, but it was very exciting. I was probably the most excited person on set every day because I love this story and I love this character, and I love the idea of an ordinary man, an ordinary person being shoved into extenuating circumstances and actually doing something through his ordinary way that is extraordinary. And so that was what was really attractive to me about this character. And it doesn't hurt when you have someone as hot as Amanda Seyfried to be in the movie. So the crutches were a direct reflection of Andrew's direction.
Wow. It's true.
Lawsuit.
He beat me down. No. I injured myself.
But you know, your point about the action is it's very organic to the story because people are literally running out of time, and so there's a lot of foot chases in the movie, and we always sort of, because you can buy things with time and you earn time, we always thought, well, if there's a liquor store down the road there, and if you walk to the store as your clock is running down, you can afford to buy one beer. But if you run, you can get two. So there's a constant ticking clock in every scene.
Did you ever feel like you added, more action than you wanted?
No, I think it's all organic to the story.
Yeah, I think so too.
I particularly love the action in this film. I grew up loving, you know, Lethal Weapon and First Blood and.
I love First Blood.
Die Hard, action movies that were performance based, and felt more real when it comes from the character and the situation that they're in. I just feel like I'm with them a lot more because I want to see how they're going to handle the situation they're in. I don't necessarily need to see I don't necessarily need to feel like I'm watching $200 million being spent on it. I want to know how it relates to the character. And to me, the good ones really do that.
Yeah.
So. This is actually going to be our last question.
Justin, I know you've been doing a lot of acting recently, and Amanda has been, but you both are wonderful singers. Will we see music from either one of you, either in the film or albums, Broadway, anything like that?
Oh, God. I've been waiting for somebody to ask me that here. So glad that you did that. I have a single coming out next week. That's a joke.
What? I just peed a little.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Nope.
When's your album coming out?
Nope. I do it every once in a while. I'm not that great at it. I just like to do covers and every once in a while. When someone pays for me to go in the studio with Matt Sorum, I'll do it. But I'm not that guy.
All right, on that note, thank you very
I'd
much.
I'd really
everyone.
Like to be, though. Next time.
You guys are going right out this door over here.
I just want to put this in Kiwi to Kiwi. Well, cool for another you.